is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Welcome back into The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy, and a rough way to start our Friday show here. But Cody Tucker reporting at 7220sports.com that Graham EK will miss an extended period of time with a lower leg injury. The school announced this morning. On to talk with us about that is Cody Tucker. Cody, my man, that is, I mean, it was rough hearing it about Isaiah Stevens with CSU. You hear this, and I was like building Graham up the other day, like, dude, if he has a great year, he could potentially be the next NBA star we see come out of the Mountain West. But this one's certainly a bummer for him and all the Cowboys fans.
Yeah, no question, Brady. I had actually heard this news a few days ago, but, you know, working to confirm sources and everything, you know, not just going to throw something out there.
Sure, yeah.
Obviously knew about it, so was not shocked to see that email come today. But, you know, I am hearing that it's not the end of the world. It's not nothing insane, nothing broken, nothing wild like that is what I'm hearing. And, you know, it could be one of those deals, Brady, where they have a really soft start to the season. You know, Colorado Christian comes in on Monday to open the campaign, and this might be more of a, you know, give them a break, give them a little bit of a, you know, relax them a little bit. There's not, you know, Duke's not on the schedule yet. Colorado State's not on the schedule yet. So, you know, just kind of ease him in a little bit. The dude works hard, man. He's an absolute lifer. He lives it. He's in the gym every single day, first guy in. So he puts a lot of wear and tear on that big body.
So, Cody, what do you know? Again, I know it's posted. You posted extended period of time. Have you heard much more outside of that? I mean, are we talking weeks, months, or is it just too soon to know anything like that?
You know, I'm not 100% Brady, and I'd hate to throw anything out there and not be dead on, and that's what I'm, you know, waiting to hear from sources. But Jeff Linder does speak to the media at 2:00, and he's pretty open about these things, so I'm sure we'll know a little more, and you'll be able to tell. He doesn't have a good poker face. You'll be able to tell right away if it's panic time or this is more of a cautionary thing. So, you know, I just hate to throw out any times when I just don't know.
Well, and we'll keep our eyes out for your stuff later today then, or after 2:00, once Jeff Linder speaks to you guys. And what did you think of that, too? I've talked a lot about Graham, and I'm thinking, man, if he can really put together kind of like what Roddy did. I don't know that Roddy was quite an NBA guy before last year. Maybe some thought so, but he went and he got evaluated the year before last. And, you know, obviously he took enough information to say, yeah, I'm not ready yet. I'm going to come back. He turned out an amazing year. That was good enough to get him in the first round. I kind of said, yeah, maybe Graham EK could do the exact same thing this season.
Yeah, no doubt. In this offseason, he went to a camp, for a Dame Lillard camp up in Portland. And of course, Jeff Linder recruited Dame Lillard to Weber State a long time ago. And Graham was one of only, I want to say, 18 college basketball players invited to this thing, and it was full of pros and all that. And talking to Graham, he just lit up speaking about his experience there and talking about learning what it is to be a pro. And, of course, Daniel Graham is Graham EK's uncle, so he knows all about the pro life, and he's, you know, he's had that at home learning about that kind of stuff. So he said it was a real eye-opener, and it really let him know the things he needed to work on. He was there with guys from Kansas and North Carolina, Duke, things like that. And just a really big experience for him. And I think the same thing, he got evaluated a little bit, but also it was mainly a learning experience just to see what those guys go through and see what it takes to be a pro. And, you know, Jeff Linder doesn't mince words that he thinks Graham is, you know, arguably the hardest, impossible to guard in the post in college basketball. So he's gotten better. He's motivated by that loss to Indiana last year. Just he lives in the gym, man. I can't reiterate that enough. He's just an absolute gym rat. He lives for this stuff. So I know a lot of people are scared and worried about this news today, but nobody's as bummed out as Graham EK.
Yeah, I just hate to hear it. I mean, because, you know, I want to see the best players in this conference. I want the Mountain West, you know, to have the most light shine upon it that they possibly can. And when you lose guys like Isaiah Stevens and Graham EK for whatever, several weeks, several months, we know Isaiah is going to be at least, you know, maybe 2 months. So it's just a bummer all sides, man. It just sucks.
It is. It is. And Isaiah Stevens, I mean, you can see what the media thinks about him, you know, voting him to the first team All-Mountain West, even though they knew he wasn't going to play for a while.
Right.
He's just a dynamic guard. And you're right. You want to see those kind of guys. And Nico Medved's done such a good job down there and built that program into something special. And you know, Isaiah Stevens has a lot to do with that, so you hate to see him off the court, too.
Well, you mentioned the schedule. You got Colorado Christian coming up on Monday. I think every college basketball team plays Monday, apparently. All the local teams that I cover are playing Monday, so that's the night. But,
yeah,
you look at the rest of the schedule, like you said, to start the season, it's a little bit, you know, it should be somewhat of an easier start to the season until you get, you know, a few weeks into this thing. So this does give you a chance to catch your breath, see what it's going to be like for a little bit without Graham, put together some wins early, and buy yourself some time.
Yeah, no, you know what, I'm looking at this thing the glass half full, Brady. This team is super deep. I believe Lender said that he has 11 guys on this roster right now who've scored at least 10 points in a college basketball game. So it's very deep. Max Ogbonpolo, the freshman transfer from Southern Cal, this is a big chance for him. Jeremiah Oden, of course, a big opportunity for him in the middle as well. So really looking forward to seeing, you know, I'm looking at it as a positive in a way where you get to see more of these guys and see what they can look like without Graham and get to, you know, that's what the non-conference season for the most part is going to be anyway, right? It's just seeing who fits and seeing what your best lineup is and seeing who gets hot and things like that. And that's a luxury that Jeff Linder hasn't had in his 2+ years in Laramie. He's never had a bench before. So it's not only good in that regard to see what everybody's got, it's also good in the regard that the old, you know, iron sharpens iron thing, because now it's going to be, practices are going to be harder. You know, you're going to be fighting for your job every single day. And Jeff Linder always tells me that, you know, the best motivator I have and the best teacher I have is the bench. And I haven't been able to use the bench in 2 years. So that's going to change in a big way this year.
Coaches have to adapt. The great ones find a way somehow. So we'll see. Jeff Linder certainly is one of those coaches.
Yeah.
Cody, my man, thanks for doing this on short notice. I wasn't going to reach out because we got a bye week for Wyoming football, but we'll try to catch up with you next week, talk a little basketball too, and see where this team is after a game or two. And I'll be watching out for you. I'll suggest our listeners do the same after 2 o'clock for more updates on all things Graham EK, my man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. And I hear there's a big football game next Saturday too, so I think we'll have a little bit to talk about.
Somebody's playing something, running around up there. Yeah, well, we're down here. We'll figure it out, man. I'm very excited. I'm excited about it. I don't know that it's going to be a good game. I'll just tell you, Cody. I just don't know that it's going to be a good game.
This might be the biggest border war for the Cowboys since 1996. CSU, on the other hand, they can play spoiler.
Maybe. That's what we would hope for, right? I'll be curious to see what that spread is. Yeah, give me a shot. What do you think that spread's going to be next week?
Let's go with 16.
16? That makes sense. I think it's, what, 24 against San Jose State? So that makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll see. Cody, my man, appreciate you as always.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Graham EK will miss an extended period of time. Jeff Linder, as Cody said, will speak to the media after 2 o'clock. By then, we might know a little bit more how long that's going to be. 11:51 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll wrap up hour number one when we come back. I got the lunch rush coming up. We've got Football Friday coming up at 1. All that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.